Don't forget, I beat Biden. He failed in the debate miserably. And, you know, some people said, oh, gee, it's too bad. It's too bad he did so badly, or I did well in the debate. You know, the first night they said, wow, one of the people at CNN said that was the greatest debate performance I've ever witnessed. And then 2 days later, they didn't talk about that. They just said he was bad. But that's OK. That's the way I get treated. And I don't mind that at all. What I can tell you is this. We cannot have a Democrat. We cannot have her. She's incompetent. She's as bad as Biden in a different.
Yeah.
Look, she hasn't done an interview since this whole scam started. And say what you want. This was a coup. This was a coup of a president of the United States. He didn't want to leave. And they said, we can do it the nice way or we can do it the hard way.
Yeah, no, I mean, they just took him out back behind the shed and basically shot him.
You know, what they did with this guy, and I'm no fan of his, and he was a horrible president, the worst president in history.
What was happening sort of overnight is they're rewriting history and making Kamala sound like a moderate when, in fact, she is far left, like far, far left.
Worse than Bernie Sanders. She is considered more liberal by far than Bernie Sanders. She's a radical left lunatic.
I think we're in massive trouble, frankly, with the Kamala administration, and that's my honest opinion. I think really it's essential that you win for the good of the country for this election. And I mean, that's, I'm just stating my opinion.
Like, we're having a great conversation right now. Kamala wouldn't have this conversation. She can't, because she's not smart.
No.
You know, she's not a smart person, by the way. She can't have this conversation.
This is a really big point. You can actually have a conversation with you.
Yeah, it's nice, isn't it?
And you can't have a conversation with Biden or Kamala. It's like not, it's not possible.